Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
May we be transformed. May you give us another dosage of the word of God. Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place. And Satan, we curse you. You will not have any way with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Is my sound okay? It looks like sweet melodies. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat for a short time. And you are welcome to Favorite Child Conference 2024 in La Rose of Sharon. So La is the place. So some of you say La Rose of Sharon. It's La, comma. La is the place. Then Rose, the name of your cathedral is called Rose of Sharon. Everybody say Rose of Sharon. It's a nice name. It's a nice name. And first of all, I want to thank God that He has given us a chance to be here. Put your hands together for Jesus. And I want you to know that our gathering here is because of Jesus. All right? We are not here for PTA meeting. We are not here for picnic. It's like you don't have anything to do at home. And omamike, obabie, afenokwe, obanobatashi fio. Do you understand? That's not the reason we are here. We are here because of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Yeah. And I think that our gathering is also possible because of the type of father we have. Put your hands together for Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. No, wait. In our church, when we mention his name, we stand up, we clap and stand up. Bishop Doug. And learn it. Save church, learn it. Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Hallelujah. A fine man, an anointed man, a handsome man, a man who thinks about the future. Bible says that a good father leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Do you understand what that scripture means? One day when you grow up and you become a father, you understand. And I thank God that I have a father like that who we can say that He is our Father. Now, statistics have shown, or studies have shown, that you are likely to become like your father. Shall I say it again? The chances of becoming like your father is high. If your father is a medical doctor, it's possible you will become a medical doctor. If your father is a lawyer, you may become a lawyer. The chances are very high. If your father is a dantolo, that's what I have to say it in Greek. So that everybody say dantolo. I love you people don't speak Ghana. Because of the church, you don't speak Ghana. I mean, you're Ghana. Dantolo. Because of Lady Reverend, dantolo means a drunkard. If your father is a drunkard, the chances that you become a drunkard is very high, because all the time you see him drinking Guinness. Because you become what you see. That's why Prophet wrote a book called Seeing and Hearing. He seeing and hearing activate your destiny. Because that's what you see. What you see and what you hear. And we are privileged that our father is an anointed person, and the chances of becoming like him is very high. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Yeah. And the last time I checked, we have over 40 denominations. Wow. Put your hands together again. You don't know what it means. And your denominations catch the anointing center. It's one of the denominations in the over 40 denominations. I am coming from Anakazo Assemblies. So if you are writing the denomination, we come first, AA. Like our first name is A, our surname is also A. You people are C, CTCA. It's a long, catch the anointing. We have Mega Church. We have Lighthouse Chapel International Ghana. We have Mustard Seed. We have, what else do we have? We have Macarius. We have Makane. What again? Catch the anointing. This one is the, we have Loyalty House. We have Makar. We have Greater Love. You should know all the denominations. One day we'll have a quiz. And the quiz will be about knowing UD. Okay, yeah. And we are privileged that the father of Catch the Anointing, Bishop Kakrabedin, we are glad to have him. So now in our church in UD, we have the father of the denomination and then we have the convener. You get it? The father of the denomination is Prophet Kaka. Your convener is Bishop Francis Asamoah. Put your hands together for him. And you see, what we are doing and why we are gathered here will not be possible because somebody says that we can gather. You see, when you are in the house, you learn to ask permission. If you have a house and you have a father, you ask permission. And I want you to put your hands together for Bishop David Yale for allowing us. If he doesn't say we can have conference, we can't have conference. The church is for him. If he say today, nobody should be here, nobody will be here. And there are so many churches that they don't even allow the children to meet in the adult church. Because your Bible will be a muji. You see, by the time you are done, you see water, rubber, and things on the floor and all that. But he has actually opened his bedroom that we can come. This is his church. Where you are sitting, that is where pastors sit. Look at this guy. This is where pastors sit. He has come to sit. Are you a pastor? No, are you a pastor? I have come to sit here. Hallelujah. So it tells you the love. Uncle David, why are you at the back? Come and sit down here so that you encourage me. So that if I feel like I won't preach again, then I'll give you the mic. Then you can also preach some more. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I want you to put your hands together for mommy also. Oh, your clapping is very weak, crowd. Next year, we'll have it all. You see, last year, it didn't come on. Just pray that next year it can come on. Amen. Yeah. It takes somebody to say that we can have it. Really. That's how it works. Yes. And the passion about it. So, mommy, God bless you so much for gathering us. All the safe teachers, thank you so much for gathering us and letting us know that you love us. It is because of the love they have for us. That's why they've gathered us. And I believe that in this few months or in this few hours we have, something about our lives is going to change. Amen. Just believe. I want you to be very attentive because my time with you is very short. And God is going to inject us with something. Believe it. Your Christian life is never going to be the same. I believe it. The theme for our conference this year, last 2 years, we did If You Love the Lord. This year, our theme is Wise as Serpent. Everybody say Wise as Serpent. Wise. Say Wise as Serpent. Now, wise as serpent is actually a scripture in the Bible. All right? And we want to know what it means to be wise as serpent. Matthew 10 and verse 16. That scripture. Let's go. Very fast. Because the rain has taken a lot of our time. Matthew 10, verse 16. I should read from my iPad. Is it coming or it's not coming? It's not coming or it's coming. It's coming or it's not coming. Matthew 10, verse 16. I'll read from my iPad. Matthew 10 and verse 16. The computer has frozen. And she's now learning. Everybody say, behold. Say, behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Let me end here. When I'm preaching, I don't shout. I don't shout. If I shout, you don't hear anything. Now, if you have a good Bible, this verse, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. These words were said by Jesus. If you have a good Bible, the words are in red. Can I continue preaching? Don't worry, you get it. This verse is Jesus who said it. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst. When we get to heaven, one of the questions I would also like to ask Jesus is why he has done this thing. Why should we send you? It's like, do you know that wolves, their lunch is sheep. Wolves, they eat sheep, or yes. And now we are sending you to the wolf's house. The wolf that is looking for you to chew you, we are sending you to his house. And in the sending, he said, be ye therefore wise as serpent and harmless as dove. Let me go back. The first statement. Look, this world is very hostile to Christians. There is nothing in this world that encourages your Christianity. Nobody has told you this before. I'll tell you. There is nothing in this world that enhances your Christianity. Everything in this world, including the school you are attending, it is all against your Christianity. The television you watch is against your Christianity. The person who brought Superbet, that Superbet they brought, it is against your Christianity. Mention something else. Anything you can think about is against your Christianity. Movies, laptops, songs, even the songs they compose for us. Look at the songs you people sing. They are all supposed to fight against our Christianity. And we are in the world. And let me tell you, the hostility of the world, it is not incidental. It is intentional and purposeful. Do they understand the words I'm using? Or I should calm down. I should calm down. Don't worry. I'm arriving somewhere. You get it. There is nothing in this world that is actually supposed to make you a Christian. The phone you use. The person who designed the phone. The person doesn't think that the phone is supposed to help your Christianity. That is why a lot of you have phone. A lot of you have phones. A lot of you. Why? Come and sit here. Come and sit here. Feel free, eh? This is your church. Feel free. Feel free, okay? Mm-hmm. Hey, assemble. Yeah. Be ye therefore wise as serpent. Now, this is where the instruction is. You see, when we say harmless as dove, it's not a problem. Everybody think that dove, not everybody think, but it's true. Dove is a symbol of peace. Do you see? Dove is purity. Dove, dear, is a nice creature. What of snake? Snake is not a, like if somebody say you are a snake, it's not a powerful thing. Yeah, it's like some insult to be, we are trying to insult you type of thing. But we are saying that you must be wise as a serpent. Serpent, the gun word for serpent is snake. No, it's not Onufu. Snake. It's snake. So that is where we are. That is where we had our theme from, wise as serpent. What it means to be wise as serpent. Hey! Ke ole no teshine kon. Una jine ma flofe. Now, in this particular conference, my aim is to make you understand what it means to be wise. Listen, wisdom is very important. Wisdom is very important. Anybody who doesn't use their brain, you end up using your strength. And yesterday, I was even telling your teachers that the people who use their strength, they are not paid well. Anybody who uses their strength is not paid well. Learn to use your brain. Learn to be wise. That's why we are sending you to school to go and study. Don't go and be chasing bola bed. Don't go and be chasing okpo and things. Go to school. Go to school and learn. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So Jesus is saying that I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Come. You, come. You too, come. You too, come. You too, come. Where are the boys? And BLA, boys, girls, you can't, you too, go. Boys. You, go. Join them. How many are they? Eight. So stand two. Stand two. No, two. Face each other. Face each other like that. Hey, come here. Hey. Okay. Do one shinek. Stand here. Come. Come like this. Come that way. Stand this way. Have you seen them? Come. You. Come. So you are going to pass through this people. You are going to pick a book over here for you. Now, this girl, these people are looking for her already. Look at this man. Look at this guy. These are wolves. I said, these are what?
These are wolves.
Many let me up. He's angry already. Before us, he's angry. This small girl. Now, this is you. You are the Christian. This is the Christian. So this is you. And Jesus is saying that he's sending you. The sending we are going to send, the only road you pass is here. Before you come and pick a book from here, you can't pass anywhere. And Jesus is saying, you say, behold, I send you forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Now, there are two instructions. Number one, he said, be wise as a serpent. And then number two, be harmless as a dove. Okay. These people, they are angry. They are looking for her already. Now, your ability to pass through this place and come and pick a book here determines how far you can go in your Christian life. Now, listen. A lot of people, when they get here, the wolves catch them, and that is the end. That is why we tell you that starting your Christian life is not the problem. Everybody can start. But your ability to end the race. You can start a race, but how do you end the race? Some of you sitting down here, in 5 years' time, you will become a fetish priest. You will be here again. You will be in your house and you will be throwing stones at us here in the church. You will go and say that ni a fe homo wo won fe de de yebie. Yes. I'm telling you. Because at this point, maybe you have passed these wolves, but you can get here. They may not spare you. This group also may not spare you. This group may not also spare you. Now, this is you. All of you, this is you. All of you sitting down. You have not even started the race yet. We are now sending you. We are not sending you that. Pass through this place and get here and take a book here called Spiritual Dangers. We are waiting for the book. This is you. How many of you understand the story right now? Now the instruction is, be ye wise as serpent. Everybody say, be ye wise. Say, I have to be wise. How many of you want to terminate your Christian journey? You don't want to continue being a Christian again. You want to stop. Yes. Because listen, there are wolves waiting for you. There are wolves. Now, in this conference, we are coming to learn how to be wise so that we can pass through this pack of wolves successfully. How many of you understand why we are here this morning? After explanation, how many of you understand why we are here? Now, I'm saying that the reason we are here is that we want to learn how to be wise and how to pass through these people here and end at the other side. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. And by the time we are ending this particular conference, you will at least get some few things that will help you to be wise. Because nobody likes you. All these eight people who are here, none of them like you. This guy is television. He doesn't like you. This guy is pornography. He doesn't like you. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say? There's a scripture in Hebrews. He said, the sins that easily beset us. Go to Hebrews 12. I should think it's there. He said, as we run the race, there are sins that, he said, wherefore, see that we are also compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. It's a small sin. Usually you tell yourself that I won't do it again. This is TV, pornography, this is stealing. This is disobedience to parents. This is gossip. This is boyfriend. This is super bet. And this is wedley songs. One of them will catch you. I said one of them. Now, how do you walk successfully through these people here? That is why we are here. Clap for Jesus. How many of you understand now? Yeah. Now, you need a certain wisdom to pass through. Look, if television doesn't catch you, pornography will catch you. And let me tell you something about sin. Sin is nice. Yeah. If it is not nice, you won't do it. It's nice. Hey! Dede, back to Shoy. When I'm preaching, nobody should stand up. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, we want to employ the wisdom of the serpent. Everybody say, the wisdom of the serpent. Yeah. The only thing that can make this girl walk through is the recommendation Jesus gave. And that recommendation is that she must have the wisdom of the serpent. Now, if you take snake, snakes are one of the vulnerable creatures. But they are very powerful. Everybody here is afraid of snake. Everybody, including myself. If I hear that snake here, I won't even look for you. Even my children, I'll run and leave them. They will also run for their lives. Everybody will run for their lives. Who has seen a snake before? I've seen a snake before. Yeah. How many of you, if it's snake on TV, you see that if it's something is doing you, say, hey. Nobody wants to see snake. But snakes are very wise. Yes. Now, why are we afraid of snakes? We are afraid of snakes because they are powerful and they can kill. If a snake spits on your face like this, you can be blind. You can die. Just one spit, you are off. If a snake scratch you small, do not scratch. Small, you can die. Snakes are powerful. Do you know snakes can swallow human beings? Yes. Snakes can swallow human beings. Seriously. So they are very powerful and they are very wise. Now, what is the wisdom the snake is operating with that we have to learn? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 3, this is actually a book written by a prophet that I'm teaching you from the book. So, in chapter 3 of this book, prophet said, snakes are masters of inner power. Everybody say, masters of inner power. What's your name? Adrina. Adrina. These girls who are coming this day, you have nice names. The people, old people, their names are not nice. Adrina. Okay. Adrina. One of the wisdom keys that will help you to move through these guys is called the wisdom of inner power. Everybody say inner power. The first wisdom key we want to learn is called the wisdom of what? Inner power. You must have power within you. Look, power is everything. Power gives you the ability to say yes or to say no. If she has power, when she's faced with television, she can say no. She can say, this guy is what? You are what? Pornography. You can say no to pornography. Hey, pornography, the people who do it, the people can give you keys. Switch off this. Don't do this. Right away this. You can follow all the steps. It may not work. All you need is what we call inner power. Bad friends. You are what? What is the thing I give you? Stealing. You need power to say that I've seen 50 Ghana, I will not touch it. You need power. Power, when you have power, it means you have control. Or you don't understand what I'm preaching. Power means what? Control. Boyfriend, you will say that I don't like you. You are what? You are a boyfriend. You are what? Disobedient to parents. You need power to say that I will obey my parents. You are what? Gossip. Gossip. You are what? Super bet. There are people here who do super bet. I said there are people, I can mention their names. There are people here who do super bet. If you dare me, I'll mention your name and you stand up. Yeah. Because I'm seeing somebody whose name starts with J. No, am I preaching or I'm not preaching? Should I share come? Should I prophesy? What's your name? Listen. You need power to say that I will not do super bet. No, you need power. Power means control. Look, anybody who has power has control. I'm telling you. No, right now, I'm holding microphone, I have power. Go and sit down. Power. Come back. Power. Clap for me. Clap for power. Power. Tell him to go and sit down if he will go. Tell him.
Go and sit down.
Look at how you are even saying, go and sit down. He will slap you. You don't have power. Chairman, go and sit down. Power. Hey, I've seen power. Come back. Power. So this power is the power you need to walk through these people. Clap for Jesus. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching. No, let me preach to the people here. People, you understand, eh? You need power. It is called inner power. Wise as serpent. And we are saying snakes are masters of inner power. I'm coming to show you that inner power. That inner power, it will help you to say no to a lot of things. To say no. Because right now you are struggling. Your mother talk, you talk. Your mother, some of you can even insult your class teachers. Yes. You say you are what? Gossip. You gossip about your pastors here. So you are what? Superbe. You are what? You don't know what you are. How many of you want to know that inner power? Yeah. You will receive power. Everybody say power. Snakes are masters of inner power. Say, snakes are masters of inner power. Yeah, they are masters. When you have power, you can control. Look, that is why from now till December, you'll be hearing people, vote for me. Don't vote for everybody's looking for. When you have power, you are the one that controls the nation. You can say everybody should sleep at 6. We'll all sleep at 6. If the president says everybody should sleep at 6, we'll all sleep at 6. Were we not in this country that they said nobody should go out? Were you going out? 1 year, you are not going to school. You are there. Somebody has power. Now, when you have power, you can control your surrounding. You see, so many of you sitting down here, you don't have power. If you go home, you eat what is there. But there are people here who have power. They determine what they will eat. I will not eat this. I will eat this. The power is the money to go and buy what you want to eat. Obe power. Call it a nijijina who are chale. Toba feleten. No. You eat and lick your hand. Nice one. That is what is there. It's not that's what you want to eat. You don't have power. May you receive power in Jesus' name. I said, may you receive power in Jesus' name. Yeah. Power. Everybody say power. Yeah. Now, one of the inner powers. Sit down. One of the inner powers. I'm reading a line from here. Prophet said that develop inner power. Listen, develop your inner power by having regular quiet times with God. Everybody say regular quiet time. Yeah. It looks like it is simple, but it is very important. Give me the second book. Yes, give me this one. Yeah. Everybody say regular quiet time. No, it's not this one I'm looking for. Give me this one. Say regular quiet time. Yeah. Everybody here must have the ability. How many of you know? Let me even ask the question. How many of you want power? You want the power. How many of you can see that the things you want to do? Oh, there's a scripture like that. Paul said it. Paul said it in Romans chapter 7 or 8, that the things I want to do, I cannot do them. The things I don't want to do, they are the things I find myself doing. How many of you know that this statement is true? It's true. No, you don't have to lift your hand to tell me it is true. If Paul is the one saying it is true, Paul is saying sometimes the things he wants to do, he cannot. Yes. Yes. He said, but occasion by the commandment wrought in God. No, this one. Another. Change. Next one. Verse 9. Are we on the right path? Are we on the right path? Next. 10. Or we should go back. The commandment. No. Oh, start from verse 1. It's 7, verse 1. Look for it. He said, that which I want to do. Paul, who was a pastor, who pastored a lot of people, even is saying that the things he wants to do, he cannot do them. But the bad things he wants to do, this is Paul.
Paul. You are not Paul. You've not written any book. Even mass cry, you are struggling. Last time they were doing fraction, you couldn't sit up. Last time they were doing improper fraction. As I said, you don't even know the difference between less than and greater than. Less than. If we write two things on the board and we say, put in less than or greater than right now, you'll be crying. You can't. To be a disaster. Paul, who wrote a book, is saying that the bad things, he can't stop. Are you that you have not written any book? It's difficult to stop certain things. Especially, yes. He said, yes. After church, I'll give you dollars. He said, for that which I do, I change the version to NLT or something. That because this thou thing, the children don't get it. Change the version. He said, that which I do, I'll allow not. But what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. Hey, Paul, we can write. Oh. What I hate. How many of you have things in your life that you hate? You hate. You do it, but you hate it. Yes, you hate it. You don't want to do it. He said, the thing that I hate is that thing that I do. The stealing, you don't want to steal, but before you see, no, the money has entered your pocket on its own. No, it's not that you are a thief, but the money itself likes your pocket. The money likes your pocket. Do you understand? Yeah. But the things you want to do, like coming to church, before you see, no, you are sleeping. You have tried to come, but you can't come. Yeah. How do we develop our inner power? We develop our inner power by having a regular, quiet time. Listen. There is no secret anywhere. I'm telling you, there is only one secret, and that secret is to have a regular, quiet time. I don't know why you are not clapping. Yeah. Look at Paul. He said, I don't understand myself at all. Hey, Paul, no. For I really want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do the very thing I hate. This thing is true for everybody. There's something you don't like, and that is that thing you do. Some of you, the super bad. It's not like you like, oh, before you see, no, you are there. Like you are the shop. You are the shop. Because, Lady Reverend, now 9 years they do super bad. 9 years. Don't you see them there? They support Manchester United or Liverpool. They are monitoring the league table. I don't understand myself at all. This thing is true for pastors. Yeah, pastors also go. Now, Paul was a pastor. He is the one saying this. You are not a pastor. And you think you can't say this. How do we develop our inner power? You develop your inner power by having a consistent, quiet time. 10 steps to having your quiet time. Number one, 10 steps. All the whole book prophet has written, I've compressed them into 10 steps to having effective quiet time. Number one, write it. If you are not writing, it means that you are not going to develop any this thing. Yeah. In power. You don't need the power. How many of you need the power? How many of you need the inner power? Yeah. Me, if you sell beer and you stay in my house, your beer business will not flourish. You go out and buy. I don't drink beer. I have inner power to say no to club. Some of you club. I think you're no, I check obo no, shejeme. Oh, shejeme kwa ni aserve boni. Oh, kem oh tashi no pe kebab no me club beer. Kashi pe lo no kobo tejeme o atashi o me like you have arrived as if you are part of the chief mourners. Gamen lebe wole wosi o small yala kwa. Gamen le kwa akaya la she. Because your death has worried me. Oh, you are singing. Small girl, 13 years. You have gone to the funeral and you are serving beer to people. Hey. Develop inner power through quiet time. Number one, how to have... And look, if I finish and I ask you, you can't tell me the 10 point, I'll sack you from the camp. No, everybody should write it. Number one, pray to begin. No, before even I give you the steps to quiet time, tools for your quiet time. And no, what is a quiet time? A quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone. Let me talk about quiet time before. A time that you do what? You spend with God alone. Shall I say it again? The time that you spend with God alone is called a quiet time. What is quiet time? I can't hear you. It's what? Sit down. Sit down well. A time that you spend with God alone. If you go to school and you go and do worship at school, it is not quiet time. Some of you that your father is a basenta leader, he wakes you up in the night, you and your father, your mother, and your two siblings, you sing, and then your father will preach because he doesn't get anywhere to preach, so he uses people as the congregation, he preaches there. That thing that you and your father has done, even that thing, people don't listen. Yeah, that was you. You see that morning devotion that you do, they see that you have done. Yeah, you are, yeah. If you want to sing, then you do like this. How many of you remember what I'm done? You do like this. Before you see, no, then. Like you are gone. You are gone totally. Because you see, when they wake you up in the night, you tell them you are praying. So they should go somewhere. So you do like this. You see, when you do like this, there's some special air, some air that comes and goes like this. You are gone. No, you are gone. Oh, you are gone. Okay. So that thing is not quiet time. The quiet time is the time that you spend with God alone. Give me Exodus chapter 34. One of the people who had quiet time was Moses. Exodus 34. Quick, what does it say? Exodus 34. Projector, work with me, Pi. See. It's okay. Otherwise, I'll call Bishop Yali right now that when I came, people are not treating me well. Because he said that anybody who would disturb me, I should call him. Okay, just call him right now, tell him that. Exodus 34. Hey, the projector put you are spoiling my preaching. Hey. Exodus 34. Let me read from my iPad. That's why I have iPad. Or I should wait some more. Or Exodus, there's no 34 in Exodus. Hey, somebody should open Exodus 34 and let's read why. Exodus 34. Is this what? He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tablets of stone, like unto the first, and I'll write upon this tablet the words that were in the first, which thou breakest. Verse 2. And be ready in the morning. Let me pause here. Listen, that controversy of whether quiet time must be done in the morning, it must be done in the afternoon, it can be done in the evening. Bible said that, and be ready in the morning. Quiet time is done in the morning. Don't listen to anybody say, quiet time, you can do it lunch time. You can, no. Bible says that be ready in the morning. In the morning. Early in the morning. In the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. In the morning. Early in the morning.
In the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit sit on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning. And be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. Verse 3. So we have learned that quiet time is done when? In the morning. Verse 3. Yes. Verse 3. Hey. To come. Don't worry, to come. Verse 3. Hey, how many people have Bible? Everybody? Verse 3. He said, and no man. Everybody say, and no man. Hey, which one is Aaron? Exodus 34. Aaron and Moses and Pharaoh. Verse 3 says that, and no man shall come up with thee. Let me end here. This is what tells you that quiet time is a time you spend with God alone. He said, and no man. Everybody say, and no man. Say, and no man. Yeah. And no man shall come up with thee. Neither let any man be seen throughout the mount. Neither let the flocks nor the herd feed before that mount. Hey, the things that produce fruitfulness are done alone. Shall I say it again? Yeah. Your parents cannot explain to you what they did before you came into being alone. Alone. And we say alone. 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 Most things that are done in public, it doesn't yield. Public things are not deep. Yeah. Public, come. Audrina, come. Come and give me a hug. Is she pregnant? Is she pregnant? Hugging will not make anybody pregnant. But there is something which is done alone. Everybody say alone. Your intimacy with God, you alone with God, will make you fruitful. You alone with God. Your ability to have quiet time. Don't mind them. Jesus is not coming right now. Your ability to have quiet time alone. Look, it's difficult to do things alone. I'm telling you, to pray alone, read your Bible alone. People like group things. He said, and no man shall come up with thee, not animals, nothing, only you. And in your generation, it's difficult for you to do things alone. It's difficult. Next, what are the things you need for quiet time? Number one, you need a Bible. Hey, you don't have a Bible. Obey Bible. But you have masset. You have school bag. You have graph sheet. You don't have Bible. Everybody, lift up your Bibles. Lift up your Bibles. Lift up your Bibles in this conference. Lift up your Bibles. If you have a Bible, stand up. If you have a Bible, stand up. Everywhere I go, I'll ask, if you have a Bible, stand up. Not on your phone. If you have a Bible, stand up. If you have a Bible, come to me. Come to me. If you have a Bible, come to me. Where's your Bible? Come bring your Bible. If you have a Bible, come. All of you have a Bible, come. But you see. So if you don't have a Bible, as I'm shouting, you cannot have a quiet time. And this is the type of Bible I recommend for you people. Children's Living Bible. This is NLT version. Take. People have Bibles here. All of you. You don't have Bible. You see, so as I'm shouting, I don't want to have the feeling that I'm wasting my time. Do you have Bible?
Where is it? The Bible you will use in the church is in the house. Do you have Bible? Stand up. Stand. Those of you with phones, stand up. You have a phone, stand up. All of you with phone, come this way. All of you with phone, come this way. All of you with phone, come this way. The people here, do you have phones? You have phone? Where's your phone? Those of you with phone here, stand in the middle here. All the people with phone. Now, count the phone owners and count the Bible owners. Always, always. The phone owners are more than the Bible owners. This is what the devil wants to use. This is how the devil wants to destroy you. Right now, this phone, it can buy 3 Bibles. This is iPhone, or it's not iPhone, it's what? iTel. What type of phone do you use? Oh, help you. What type of phone do you use? Eh? You use tablets. Shikache, tablet. What phone do you use? Tablet. It's your sister. Uh-huh. What phone do you use? You to tablet. Mm-hmm. Itel. I sorry, had the Itel. Bishop Yale has tried. Eh? Honor. Oh, what phone do you use? Crash. Camera, the chain, me or your back. Protector. Oh, okay. Yes. Infinix. Itel. Eh? Techno. Tablet. Apple. These are the people I'm looking for. Apple. Apple for the give us pressure. Because of that, I don't like Apple phone. But look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They said, photographer said, lift up your foot. Lift up your foot. They should lift up their hand or foot. They say, lift up their foot. They say, you want to see their foot. They say, you should lift up for them. You go on the internet, so lift up their foot. Come for it. So don't even lift up your Bibles. You put the Bible. See, these people have lifted up their Bible. Yeah. But you people, your case is different. Are you not having phone? Cham, are you not having phone? Come and join them. What phone is that? iPhone. My people. That won't be here. Brazil. Mm-hmm. iPhone what? iPhone 6. Oh. Hide it. What phone do you have? iPhone. Let's sit down. Now, the people sitting down, your case is different. As for you people, you see, these people with phone, they can have their Bible on their phone at least. By you people. You don't have anything. You don't have anything. Look at all of you sitting down here. So as I'm shouting how to have your quiet time, all that I am saying, it will pass here. And it will go this way. Yeah. Let us insist that every member has a Bible. Every member. I will tell Bishop Yale myself that this is what I've observed. Yeah. When we were growing up, there used to be a Bible called Dick's Annotated Bible. Hey, if you get one, you lift it like this. It's big like, this is Dick's. Mm-hmm. When I was going to university, they bought one for me as a present. Hey, me call lectures, the crown lectures. Yes. If I'm going for lectures, I have it. Like, everybody must know that I'm holding Dick's. But in our time now, what is on is iPhone. If you don't have iPhone, obey me. No, obey me, Naya. I pray for you. You see, and some of you, when it's your birthday, instead of saying they should get you a Bible or something, then you start mentioning very silly things like pizza and drinks and whatever. You don't have a Bible. pizza. All of you sitting down, you have eaten pizza before. All of you sitting down have eaten pizza before. You know where they sell it. You know the different type of pizzas we have. Listen. We are going on a campaign. And the campaign is that every member a Bible. Every what? Oh, I can't hear. Say every member. Say every member a Bible. Yeah. Look, it is not the duty of the church to buy you a Bible. No. Was it your headmaster who bought you the masset? Was it your headmaster who bought you the graph sheet? Some of you have drawing board. That useless thing, you have it. You have it. Drawing board. Yeah. So to have a successful quiet time, number one, you need a Bible. Number two, you need a notebook. You need a pen. You need a dictionary. A successful quiet time. Hey, your generation is going to be people that are going to carry the fire of God. Oh, you people, yeah, you are very cool. I said, you are going to carry the fire. Fire, yeah. You are going to be called fire brands. Yeah. Yeah. You don't, now you don't have a Bible. How do we make you a pastor? No. There are pastors who don't have Bibles. Oh, you want to challenge me? Tomorrow I can come here. And we'll do a survey here. So there are pastors who come tomorrow. I'm not talking about center leaders. I see pastor, they call them PS. They write PS, comma, before they write their names. They don't have Bibles. Most pastors come to church without Bibles. You are the people we are going to make a pastor. What's your name? Pastor Gabriel, stand up. What's your name? LP Blessing, stand up. What's your name? Lady Reverend Wilhelmina, stand up. What's your name? Episcopal Sister Angela, stand up. What's your name? Millicent. What? Melissa. LP Melissa. And what's your name? LP Sharon. Rose of Sharon. Now, when we make you LP and Lady Reverend and Episcopal Sister, and you don't have a Bible, what does it mean? Do you understand what I'm preaching now? Yes. Yeah. So every member, we need a Bible. What are the things we need for a quiet time? Number one?
A Bible.
Number one?
A Bible.
Yeah. Listen, before July ends, everybody must have a Bible. I saw some people with some colorful Bible. Where are they? Who bought? Yeah, it attracted my. Yeah, it looks new. Good news. They shared it for you. You bought it. Who bought it for you? Your mother. Go and wish her happy Mother's Day again. You too, your mother bought it for you. The same thing. Are you sure it's not your father who gave the money that they should buy it? No, it's your father who gave the money. Come on for the Selassie. Let me see your own. Clenam. Yeah, nice one. You'll make it. And some of you, the Bible you use is your mother's engagement Bible. Even your mother crashed, she doesn't read that Bible. All the people we married with the Bible, they don't read that Bible. Yeah. So you need a Bible. You need a pen. You need a notebook. And you need what? A dictionary. Say a dictionary. Go and sit down. Now, we want to start the steps to the quiet time. Number one, pray to begin. Pray. And then, another thing you need is a devotional. Say a devotional. So five things you need. You need a Bible, a pen, a notebook, a dictionary, and a devotional. And yourself. Number six, yourself. You need yourself. So number one, pray to do what? Pray to do what? Every quiet time starts with prayer.
When I give you the 10 points, they will go for a short wee wee break and come back. Every quiet time starts with a prayer. Shall I say it again? Every quiet time. Never have your quiet time without praying. You wake up in the morning, the first thing is to pray. Pray. You wake up, you don't pray. From never eat when I'm preaching. Go out and wait. Wake up. You pray. George, leave him. Leave him. Let him be. This man that has come is happy here. He's not the one they have invited to, but he's happier than me. Pray. You can't wake up and you just come out of your bed and you have not prayed. Never do that. Never do it. Never. If you want to be a Christian, if you want to be a Christian that wants to develop the inner power and pass through these wolves, wake up and pray. Are you learning something?
Yeah.
Wake up and do what? And pray. Everybody from today, when you wake up from bed, the first thing, kneel by your bedside and pray. Kneel down by your bedside and do what? And pray. Don't walk out of your room without praying. Number two. Open your devotional and read the verse for the day. When you have a devotional, what are the type of devotionals we have? Daily power, daily guide, daily bread, daily manna, daily solutions written by prophets. A lot. If your parents are buying you the Bible, let them also buy you a devotional. Hey, your spiritual life is very important too. Yeah. Open the devotional and read the verse for the day in the Bible. So, what is today's date? 25th May. Today is AU. Today is AU day. Yeah, 25th May. When you open your devotional and you see 25th May, you will see the verse for the day. Acts chapter 2, verse 1-2. Now, open your Bible and read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 in the Bible. Look at the scripture in the devotional and open the Bible and read it from it. How many of you here can read? How many of you here can read? Beautiful. You attend international schools. You guys are good. Clap for yourselves. You can read. What's the first point? What's the second point? Open your devotional and read the verse for the day in the Bible. Number three. Read the explanation from the devotional. Sit down. Read the explanation. So, you have read the verse for the day in the Bible. If you have a devotional, the devotional explains the verse to you. Read that explanation. I said, should do what? Read that explanation. How many of you are following? Is it working?
Yes.
Number four, meditate on what you have read. Meditate. Meditate means to think about what I have read. Give me any scripture. John 1:1 something. Give me any scripture. And we will use it for quiet time and you understand. Do you have John 1:1 there? Yes. So, yes, the former treatise I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Now you think about this. What Jesus began to do, what did Jesus do, and what Jesus teach? Both to do and teach. You think about it. What are some of the things Jesus do? What were some of the things he taught? The teachings of Jesus can be found in Matthew. Jesus taught about revenge. Jesus taught about money. Jesus taught about beatitudes in Matthew 5. Yes. Jesus taught about forgiveness. Jesus taught about temptation. Jesus taught about love. All that Jesus taught and to do. Think about it. Are you here? Yeah. Number 5. Take note of the verse that strikes you during your quiet time. Anytime you are having a quiet time and no scripture strikes you, you have not done the quiet time. Something must strike you. Something must strike you. Take note of the verse. Take note of the verse that strikes you. If you read a verse, if you read a passage, and don't read a long passage, oh, today I took my quiet time from Psalm 119, verse 1 to 150. Hey, only you have read Psalm 119, verse 1 to 150. You are lying. You are not serious. You are not a serious person. Yeah. We are developing our inner power. Developing our inner power. Your ability to have your quiet time will help you to say no to pornography. No to stealing. No to boyfriends. No to girlfriends. No to super bets. No to disobedience to parents. No to all these bad things. And you can successfully pass through and end your Christian race. Hallelujah. Amen. Take note of the verse that strikes you. Those of you that boys have been sending you text message, there's a part of the text message that strikes you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. That line, it strikes you. Take my heart and I'll use car battery. That thing strikes you. The girl should take your heart. You will use car battery. How dangerous it is to use car battery. Even our cars we drive, we can't trust the battery. When I see you, I forget my mother's name. It's a line that strikes you. Yeah. The last girl who sang the song from Hillsong. One of the lines in the song was that he said, I have been captured by a love I cannot explain. If I send this line to any girl right now, you see the reaction. She will read and put it on there and say, oh. She didn't know you copied it from somewhere. I have been captured by a love I cannot explain. As you are growing, you'll be seeing these raps. Oh, you'll be saying it. Yeah, you'll be saying it. Yeah. It's a wild statement too. I've been captured by a love. How can I explain? How can I explain? A love that is unexplainable. We cannot explain the love. So, every time something strikes you, When you enter your classroom, there is this boy that strikes you. Some boys or some girls strikes you. This type of fair-colored girls, they have a way of strike you. Shy. The same way when you have your quiet time, there should be some verse that strike your eyes. Ah, this verse. I'll stay here for a while.
No verse has struck you before. You are a light pole. You are a light pole. You don't have feelings. You are a kettle. A kettle. If you have your quiet time and nothing strikes you, you are a kettle. The kettle that we used to heat water. That's what you are. Nothing strikes you. Quiet time, something must strike you. Yeah. Something, I say what? Something must strike you. Something. Something must strike you. If nothing strikes you, you have not done your quiet time well. They should come. They should come. We are going for a break. So when they come, second session, you enjoy. You say you sit down. Wait, sit down. Yes, sit down. Number six. Write what you have learned from your quiet time. Write what? Hey, you boy, you are not minding me again. Write what? Write what? Every time you have your quiet time, you must learn something. That's it. You must learn something from your quiet time. If you do your quiet time, you have not learned anything. You are not serious. Eh? Adwa, when you do your quiet time and you have not learned anything, you are not serious. Yeah. Write down. Write what? Down. What you have learned from your quiet time. Yeah. You must have a book specially for quiet time. An exercise book. How much is exercise book? You must afford it and have a write in it, my quiet time book 2024. Pastor, who came? He's telling us to do so much. Many things. Man, I don't like that. You don't like it. You will never develop your inner power. And when you start, the wolves, they will catch you. He said, I am sending you as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Hey, there are some sins you cannot stop. Oh. You cannot stop. That is why we have pastors who masturbate. You can't stop. Look, we can pour oil on you today and make you Episcopal sister. The oil we have poured on you, you will only become like Kelewele. Nothing will change about your life. So a convention, they bring people here, they pour oil on them, then they do like they're falling down. Hey, I'm telling you, if you don't change, there must be something in you make you change. Oil doesn't change anybody. The oil they pour on the people is the same they used to fry egg. I'm telling you, if I ask the people, it's the same thing. And they used to fry yam. Fried yam, fried egg, fried fish, the same oil. That's what we use. If oil changes people. Oh! Super bet, you can you not see that the stealing, you have tried that. If oil can change the stealing, we just have to bring you here, buy budges, pour you from today, steal no more. Then you have to. It's not like that. There must be something, a power. Say, I've seen two CDs here. I won't touch it. I've left. That inner power is what will cause you to do well. It is not oil. It is not oil. Well, you don't understand what I'm preaching. Yeah. No, I want to open your eyes early. Don't grow up before you know this thing. You must know it now. Hey, if you don't have your quiet time and we make you a pastor, you will still not have your quiet time. The pastor we make you doesn't change anything. Look, pastor is like marriage. Oh. Today is Saturday. People are going to marry today. If you marry today, tomorrow morning, the only thing about you is that you are wearing ring. That's it, this one. That's the only thing. Even when you marry today, tomorrow morning, you can't start calling yourself Mrs. Sogava. No, you are not Mrs. Sogava. Your documents still have your other name, unless you go and swear affidavit before you start using the man's name. And you gazette, swear affidavit and gazette before you can even change your name. You can say, Mr. and Mrs. Sogava. What is Sogava? The airways here, what is Sogava? Fasika Nobra. Mrs. Sogava. Faskanura. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't grow up before you know this. Yeah. Because you see, the church where we are, few years, we can make you a pastor. Basenta leader. Oh, this girl, she's very good. Oh, okay, let her join IPTP. Small, join IPTP, small. No, next year, pastoral appointment, right? Exams, before you see no LP. You can be a witch and will make you an LP. Witch or a wizard, we can still make you pastor. Ah, you, but your town is nice, so every day brass band. Entertainment, yeah, the stress is low, pa. Our side, that stress is high. Kaswa, hey, everybody's looking for money, everybody's wild. We don't do this thing that people are doing here. People, you are happy here. You have to come and get a place here and rent. Number six. What would I say about number six? Write what you have learned from your quiet time. Number seven. Memorize a verse for the day. Memorize what? A verse for the day. Every day, learn one verse. Every day, learn what? One verse. Every day, one verse. One district, one factory. One village, one dam. One mosquito coil. One fish, one sea. One student, one school. One what? One region, one sea. Cheddar, or sea, or the sea. You know. Sea, now. Nah. In short, new war, one chili, a beer, okay, Yakumasi. Ele. Cheddar, Akwanupa, a politician said they can lie. You want to collect the sea here to Kumasi. The big Jew. Who the sea in Ekoi? Who yale. Politicians can deceive, eh? Hey! They talk big. I don't know what came over him. NDC, NPP are not seeing top. Road to cry, we can't. We want to do see. A politics one day is a useless game. Hey. And the Kumasi people today believe him. They were clapping. But they've not seen see before. Where the seashore is our hall. Jamie Wawaye. Guys. One day, I traveled to a certain place for a funeral. In the morning, I asked them that, where is the washroom? They said, oh, washroom? Washroom? I said, yes. They said, there's no washroom here. In short, New York, Germany. That's the sea there. I said, ah. See, he said, that's where we go to toilet. I said, hey. When I got there, a certain woman was there. Another man was there. And they were talking. They were all poo-pooing. They were talking. I said, hey. Hey. Oh, no. Like Ghana is a peaceful country. Memorize a verse for the day. Every day, memorize one verse. Is that a good idea? By the time the year is ending, you'd have memorized 365 memory verses, scriptures. If you know 365 scriptures, hey, you are a bishop. No, you are a bishop. You know 365 scriptures. Hey, clap for yourselves already before. Hey, can you imagine? The first time I heard Prophet Kakra preach, somebody said, oh, Prophet Kakra, they said, Prophet Kakra, he doesn't use Bible. I said, you are lying. He said, hey, he doesn't use Bible. I said, hey. Then I was in the service. They said, I was somewhere and I heard that. They said, he was going to preach somewhere and I went. Then they did the praise and worship. They were people who were wasted. I said, call the man and let him preach so that he will not use the Bible so that I'll see something. Then they called him. When they called him, then he ran. Then he went to stand on the stand. Then he got to the yesterday. He removed paper from his pocket. They said he's reading a testimony. When he finished, he folded the paper. He put it in his pocket. Say, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1 to 18. Hey. Then I was reading, he was quoted. Then he said, pause. Let's go to Nahum chapter 2 and come back. I said, hey. Then we read and say, First Chronicles, this scripture, the same scripture is in First Chronicles chapter 4. We will not find them, we will send that somewhere. They will come. First Kings. These are Old Testament. It was mentioned all day. I said, hey, when will I get here? Hey! We are holding the Bible like this. We can't read. You can't read. Oh, the written, you can't read. They said, walking. I said, what is walking Bible? Mujama. I said, my papa, you can't see. No, man. Hey, the man preached for 2 hours. He didn't open Bible. I said, hey. As I was watching, I said, this thing, I like it too. It's different from those people who are suffering. The Bible should. You see, the Apostle preached that. They never quote a scripture. It's always, the Bible says, the Bible says. Every day, the Bible says. The Bible says, you know, I want him. Babu. So Kumasi prophet, no more higher. Kumasi for more higher. Quote the scripture. So anybody who cannot quote the scripture, that person cannot. You see, as you are younger, it's easier to memorize scriptures now. Your parents cannot memorize scriptures. You should see the struggle when they say scripture for the week in our churches. Your parents, they chew a Brunin cat. They can't memorize it. The man, he's thinking about school fees. Your school fees, he's thinking about it. Rent has expired. They say his car is spot. The mother has swallowed cutlass in the village. They are calling him. He's looking for money. You say you should memorize Acts chapter 1, verse 1. You know, you're worrying him. Or the Acts 1:1, Ekoye again. Yeah. So at your age, this is a good time to memorize your scriptures. What's the next point? Point number 8. Oh, I gave you 7 points. 7 already. Okay, point number 8. Pray to end your quiet time. We are ending. Pray to end. Everybody say pray to end. Every quiet time, you pray to start and you pray to end. Number 9. Share what you have learned with someone. One of the ways you will not forget your quiet time is to share what you have learned with someone. Share your quiet time. Every time we hear prophet, and then when I was having my quiet time, the Lord spoke to me. Every day he wants to share. When you share your quiet time with somebody, you will never forget it. Yeah. What is point number 1? Pray to me. What's point number 2? What is point number 3? Sit well. Read the explanation from your devotional. What is point number 4? Meditate on what you have read. What is point number 5? Take note of the verse that strikes you in the Bible. What is point number 6? Write down what you have learned from your quiet time. What is point number 7? Memorize a verse for the day. One day, one verse. What is point number 8? Pray to end your quiet time. What is point number 9? Share what you have learned with us. Point number 10. Go and brush your teeth. And brush your teeth. Got plenty of people don't brush their teeth. Your teeth are callous. Even though you are spiritual, your mouth can smell. Brush your teeth and go to school. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. This is how to develop your inner power. So one of the wisdom keys from the serpent is to develop your inner power. And the ways to develop your inner power is by having a daily quiet time. And I've given you about 7 things you need for a quiet time and how to have a quiet time. I think I've preached. We are going for a break. Hey, time is running, yo. We are going for a break. It's 1:15. We are coming back at 1:45. 30 minutes. When we come back from 30 minutes, we are coming to learn another wisdom keys from the serpent. You see, I like what Jesus said. He said, be ye wise as serpent. Look, if you are not wise, eh, the wolves, they will eat you. They will eat you. They will eat you. Develop an inner power. Have power. Have control. When you have power, you have control. Anybody who has power has control. Don't let the devil has control over you. No. Some of you sitting down here, you are dating your man's teacher. Your man's teacher is your boyfriend. Your man's teacher is your boyfriend. Yeah. Seraphel is your boyfriend. And you see, it's because you don't have the power to say no. Last time, he touched your breast. And then you told him that the Bible says that whatever you do to the left, do it to the right. If I were you, if you have inner power and Seraphel touches your breast, you slap him. That slap, he cannot tell anybody. I'm telling you, he cannot report you to anybody. You slap, you say, this is the last time. Is that clear? And you walk away. From that day, Seraphim will be afraid of you. He'll say, I don't like that. Foolish girl. The way you even say, I don't like that car, is giving him the impression that you are enjoying it. Nonsense. You know, bull. No, never think about Wobo. But God is delivering us in Jesus' name. I said, you are having inner power. I said, you are having inner power. The people here are too dull for me. I said, you have inner power. Oh, the people here too, I don't like. I said, you have inner power. Inner power. Inner power. Receive inner power. Inner power. Hey, people with inner power, they control things. No, they control things. Some of you see, lack of inner power, you just say yes to anything. Because if you don't have power, you see, when there is shift in power, you see, you always obey the one who has power. That's how it is. You always surrender to who has power. Like Ghana, right? Now they say, oh, yeah, we can't sign LGBTQ something, B letter. Somebody has money. Say, if you sign, I won't give you money again. And they are sign. And now they say, hi. Yeah. May you have power. Amen. Bible says, and ye shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, may you receive power. Amen. May you receive power. Amen. Young people, may you receive power. Amen. Receive power. Amen. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for helping us to develop inner power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Father David, where is mommy?
Oh, you can do better. You can do better. Hallelujah. Say inner power. Inner power. Oh, I can't feel it. Say inner power. Hallelujah. You can take your seat. Amen. Oh, I'm excited. I'm seeing some people. It's working. The rain could not stop us. It's working. As we are going on, we call people and tell them the challenge, the power that is working here. No? Come and get your own. No? Amen. And one of the remarkable statements Reverend Ike mentioned in the beginning said that everything in this world is designed to fight against me and you, our Christian life. Can you believe that a whole country, they said that they shouldn't say our father in school? Ghana, we are blessed to have our father. Do you say our father in school? US, they don't say it. They've taken everything about God from the schools. And you can imagine, as young as you are, we cry, you can't father, see how your life is. When there's nothing about God, no wonder they have LGBT. Somebody said, I don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl. Eh? You have breasts. You say you don't know whether you were a girl or you were a boy. Is it not madness? Amen. But when there's power, amen. So we thank God for what he's teaching us at this young age. Amen. I believe that we are living here. Your power that you have inside, a lot of us, peer pressure is making us become what we are. And like what Paul said, the things I don't like, the things that your friends are asking you to do, you don't like it. But because you don't have inner power, you are following them. And you are doing, they are giving you a boyfriend. You don't like it, but they say, all of us, we have some. And you are also following them. Amen. So Reverend Inke, thank you so much. Oh, I thought you'd clap your hands. We are going for a short break. This break is for snacks. It's for snacks. So, and wee-wee. So I hope you brought your snacks. Yes. Let's go and have the snack. Wee-wee. If you have to call somebody to come, call them to come. Amen. If you are being blessed here, call your friend to come. Amen. So I'll hand over to Uncle David. Did we take our first offering? We took our first offering. So I don't know the announcements. Then we'll come back. Who is the timekeeper? Make one of them the timekeeper to start calling.
Please, so we with time and snacks time. So God bless you. Please don't go home. Don't go home. Don't cross the road.